Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are finishing off the sixth parak of Maseches Erevin with parak Vav Mishnah Yud. And then we're going to start the seventh parak of Maseches Erevin with parak Zayin Mishnah Aleph. Parak Vav Mishnah Yud is going to continue our discussion regarding this case where you have two courtyards, one inside the other. And the question is, what happens if each individual courtyard made its own Erev? Says the Mishnah, Shachach Echad Min Hachitzona Velo Erev. If one resident of the outer courtyard forgot and did not join in the Erev of his courtyard, Hapenimus Muteres, then carrying in the inner courtyard is certainly permitted, because the inner courtyard, everyone was participating and everyone joined in, and certainly that Erev is valid. But Vahachitzona Asura, but carrying in the outer courtyard would be prohibited, because the resident forgot to join the courtyard of the outer group. However, says the Mishnah, Min ha-penimis v'lo erav, if a resident of the inner courtyard forgot and did not join the erav of his courtyard, but all the outer residents did join in the outer erav, shtein asuros, then carrying in both courtyards is prohibited. The inner erav is invalid, because the person who did not join in the inner courtyard, the outer erav is not going to be good, because the inner residents who have the right to walk through the outer courtyard did not join in its erav, again in accordance with the first Tana of the previous Mishnah. Continuing now, as we discuss a case where the courtyards joined in one single erav, says the Mishnah, Nosnu eruvan b'makom echad. If they place their joint Eruv in one place in the outer courtyard, again, because the inner people have the right to go through, so they're basically considered to be residents of the outer courtyard as well. V'shachach echad bein min ha-penimis, bein min ha-chitona v'lo Eruv, but then a resident either of the inner courtyard or the outer courtyard forgot and they did not join in the Eruv, shtein asuros, then carrying in both of the courtyards, both the inner courtyard and the outer court, it would not work, because again, they made one joint Erev, someone forgot to participate, and therefore the Erev is going to be invalid. However, says the Mishnevim, Hayu Shel Yechidim, if both courtyards were lived in by lone individuals, not by groups of people, meaning only one person lived in each courtyard, Einon Tzrichin La'arev, then in that situation, they would not need to join in an Erev together at all, and carrying in both the inner and the outer courtyards is completely permitted. That since the inner resident is permitted to carry in the inner courtyard even without an Erev, his right to walk through the outer courtyard does not prohibit carrying there as well. Now we are continuing with the seventh parak of Maseches Erev and the parak Zayin Mishnah Aleph. And Mishnah is going to discuss the case where you have two courtyards that are separated by a wall that is at least 10 tvachim high, and the wall has a window through which objects can theoretically pass through. Now the Mishnah discusses the conditions under which these two courtyards may be joined together with one Erev, and when they may not be joined together and they would need separate Eruvin. Says the Mishnah, Chalon Shebein Shtei Chatzeros, when there is a window and a wall between two courtyards, Arba al Arba, Bisoch Asara, and the window is at least 4 Tvachim by 4 Tvachim in size, and it's within 10 Tvachim of the ground, says the Mishnah, Ma'arvin Shnayim, and the residents of the two courtyard may make two independent Eruvim if they want, meaning each courtyard may form its own Eruv, because the wall divides the courtyard technically into two separate areas. But also, V'imratu Ma'arvin Achad, if they want, they can also make one common Eruv, because the window is considered an entranceway between the two courtyards, and since the window is both large enough and close enough to the ground to be used conveniently as an entrance between the two courtyards, or really to pass items through at least the courtyard from one courtyard to the other, they may be considered one unit and joined together in a single Eruv. However, says the Mishnah, Pachos me'arba al arba, if the window is less than 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim in size, o lemala me'asara, or is in but it is above 10 tfachin from the ground, ma'arvin shnayim, they may make only two independent eruvs, ve'ein ma'arvin echad, but they may not make one joint eruv. That in this situation, the window is not considered an entrance, and would not allow the courtyards to be joined together. A window that is smaller than 4 tfachin by 4 tfachin is not easily used to pass items through it, and a window that is higher than 10 tefachim above the ground is also not easily used as an entranceway, and therefore, if the window is too small or too high after the ground, the two koryats may not join in a single eruv together. Have a great day.